Pół na pół w Radiu Poznań. Na program zaprasza Jerzy Piasny.
Have mercy on me, sir. Allow me to impose on you. I have no place to stay, and my bones are cold right through. I will tell you a story of a man and his family, and I swear that it is true. 10 years ago I met a girl named Joy. She was a sweet and happy thing. Her eyes were bright blue jewels, and we were married in the spring. I had no idea what happiness a little love could bring, or what life had in store. But all things move toward their end. All things move toward their end. On that you can be sure. Hit it. To find her weeping, and for many days to follow. She grew so sad and lonely, became Joy in name only. Within her breast there launched an unnamed sorrow, and a dark and grim force set sail. Farewell, happy fields, where joy forever dwells. Hail, horrors, hail. Was it an act of contrition, or some awful premonition, as if she saw into the heart of her final blood-soaked night? Those lunatic eyes, that hungry kitchen knife. Or I see, sir, that I have your attention. Well, could it be? Whenever I asked that question, well then in quick succession we had babies, 1, 2, 3. We called them Hilda, Hattie and Holly. They were their mother's children. Their eyes were bright blue jewels, and they were quiet as a mouse. There was no laughter in the house, no, not for Hilda, Hattie or Holly. No wonder people said, poor mother Joy, so melancholy. Well, one night there came a visitor to our little home. I was visiting a sick friend. I was a doctor then. Joy and the girls were on their own. Yeah. Electrical tape in her mouth, a gag. She'd been stabbed repeatedly and stuffed into a sleeping bag. In their very cots, my girls were robbed of their lives. Method of murder, much the same as my wife's. Yep, method of murder, much the same as my wife's. It was midnight when I arrived home. Said to the police on the telephone, someone's taken for innocent lies. They never caught the man. He's still on the loose. It seems he's done many, many more. Quotes John Milton on the walls and the victim's blood. The police are investigating at tremendous cost. In my house he wrote his red right hand. echoes from paradise lost. The wind round here gets wicked cold, but my story's nearly told. I fear the morning will bring quite a frost. So I've left my home, I drift from land to land. I am upon your step, and you are a family man. Outside the vultures wheel, the wolves howl, the serpents hiss. And to extend this small favor, friend, would be the sum of earthly bliss. Do you reckon me a friend? The sun to me is dark and silent as the moon. Do you, sir, have a room? Are you beckoning me?
Cavey's Song of Joy. Ten potrafi tak zaśpiewać, że można się przestraszyć. Naprawdę, proszę Państwa, Murder Ballads. Płyta, jedna z moich ulubionych właśnie tego artysty i grupy The Bad Seeds, ukazała się 5 lutego 1996 roku. Proszę Państwa, okładkę można zobaczyć na Facebooku audycji Pół na Pół w Radiu Poznań. W lesie chatka, śnieg, no właśnie. I z tej chatki unosi się taki mały, biały dymek. A w tej chatce więcej nie będę Państwu opowiadał. Trzeba tej płyty po prostu posłuchać. Murder Ballads to jest 9. album Nicka Cave'a i The Bad Seeds. Proszę Państwa, jak sama nazwa wskazuje, on zawiera ballady murder. No, tak można określić te piosenki, które właściwie już śpiewano nawet w okresie średniowiecza. Ten typ twórczości zawsze jest związany z Nickiem Cave'em. On często śpiewa o takich strasznych rzeczach, a tutaj mamy jakby zeznania osób, które uległy przestępstwu, tak? I śpiewają o swojej zemście, którą dokonują jako ofiara na swoim mordercy. No tak, tak, musiałem o tym powiedzieć. Henry Lee, już za chwilę ten utwór, później będzie największy przebój Nicka Cave'a we wszechświecie. Tak, to był rok 1996 i piosenka śpiewana w duecie z Kylie Minogue, Where the Wild Roses Grow, zawojowała listy przebojów, a także stację MTV. No tak, wtedy wszyscy oglądali MTV. W związku z tym piosenka została spopularyzowana. No i na końcu wybrałem dla Państwa Nicka, który śpiewa The Kindness of Strangers. Ale to oczywiście nie wszystkie utwory, które dziś będą brzmiały w audycji. Do 24. Jerzy Piasny, przed mikrofonem Jarosław Pachczyński za konsoletą. Zaczynamy Pół na Pół w Radiu Poznań. Druga godzina, wydanie 324. jubileuszowe. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Get down, little Henry Lee, and stay all night with me. You won't find a girl in this damn world that will compare with me. The wind did howl, and the wind did blow. La 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 la, la. Little bird looked down on Henry Lee.
the girl I have in that merry green land I love fair better than thee. And the wind did howl, and the wind did blow.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
A little bird let down on Henry Lee. She leaned herself against a fence just for a kiss or two, and with a little penknife held in her hand, well, she plugged him through and through. And the wind did roar, and the wind did moan.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
A little bird let down on Henry Lee.
Come take him by.
I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face. They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow, so sweet and scarlet and free?
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on.
day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die. And I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me, I do not know. For my name was Eliza. My name was Eliza Day.
They found Mary Bellows cuffed to the bed, with a rag in her mouth and a bullet in her head. Oh, Mary Bellows. She'd grown up hungry, she'd grown up poor. She left her home in Arkansas. Oh, oh, Mary Bellows. She wanted to see the deep blue sea. She traveled across Tennessee. Oh, oh, Mary Bellows. She met a man along the way. He introduced himself as Richard Slade. Bellows. Oh, Mary thought that she might die, and she saw the ocean for the first time. Oh, poor Mary Bellows. She checked into a cheap little place. Richard Slade carried in her old suitcase. Poor Mary Bellows. I'm a good girl, sir, she said to him. I couldn't possibly permit you in. Slade tipped his hat and winked his eye and turned away without goodbye. Upon Mary Bellows. She sat on her bed and thought of home, with the sea breeze whistling all alone. Up on Mary Bellows. The hope and loneliness, she crossed the floor and undid the latch on her front door. Oh, poor Mary Bellows. They found her the next day, cuffed to the bed, the rag in her mouth and a bullet in her head.
Oh, homely. Hello. Some others keep your girls at home. Don't let them journey out alone. Tell them this world is full of danger. To shun the company of strangers. Oh, homely fellows. Oh, homely fellows.
Pół na pół w Radiu Poznań.
Teraz zaprezentuję Państwu płytę, która też ukazała się w lutym. To był rok 1984. Kolejny album grupy Simple Minds, do której odwołuję się dosyć często, ale to też dlatego, że płyta Sparkle in the Rain to był taki album już przełomowy i on świadczył o tym, że grupa bardzo mocno się rozwija i postanowili sobie, że albo wóz, albo przewóz, albo nam się uda, albo nie. I już kolejny album Once Upon a Time przynosił naprawdę znakomite kompozycje, chociaż przecież nie zaprzeczę, że na tym albumie też sporo się działo. Sporo dobrego. Album rockowy, jak na lata 80. grany z dużą werwą. Waterfront i Speed Your Love to Me. To są dwa utwory, które dla Państwa wybrałem, a gdyby ktoś chciał w całości posłuchać, to naprawdę polecam. To jest dobre rockowe granie z połowy lat 80. ubiegłego wieku. Pół na pół w Radiu Poznań. Simple Minds.
pół w Radiu Poznań.
Proszę Państwa, wracamy do płyty Roy Orbisona Mystery Girl, która ukazała się w 1989 roku, dwa miesiące po śmierci Roya. W zeszłym tygodniu nie zdążyłem zagrać tych utworów, które wybrałem dla Państwa. One są przecież warte uwagi, chociażby po to, żeby sięgnąć ponownie po płytę Roya Orbisona. Z ciekawostek mogę Państwu powiedzieć, że wcześniej współpracował oczywiście z Traveling Wilburys, jeszcze przed swoją śmiercią, i nagrał z nimi ich pierwszy album. I tam spotkał się i z Jeffem Lynnem, i z George'em Harrisonem, z Tomem Petty. Jeff Lynne wyprodukował całą płytę Roy Orbisona Mystery Girl, a gościnnie wystąpił na tej płycie m.in. Bono. W zeszłym tygodniu graliśmy utwór z Bono. Dziś zaprezentuję Państwu A Love So Beautiful i ten mega przebój California Blue, który później trafił do nas. Z ciekawostek mogę Państwu powiedzieć, że ta piosenka, która promowała to wydawnictwo, czyli You Got It, graliśmy w zeszłym tygodniu, Orbisona, była jego pierwszym amerykańskim hitem w top 10 od, uwaga, 1964 roku, czyli czekał tak długo, do 1988 roku Roy Orbison. Właściwie trzeba powiedzieć, że nie doczekał, bo mu się zmarło. Płyta w charakterystycznym klimacie Roy Orbison na okładce w tych za dużych, rogowych okularach, ciemnych dodajmy. No i to jest klasyczne nagranie, tak mogę powiedzieć. Mystery Girl, gramy z tego albumu Roya Orbisona. Thank you.
working all day, and the sun don't shine, trying to get by, and I'm just killing time. I feel the rain fall the whole night through, far away from you. California blue, dreaming all alone, nothing else to do. California blue, every day I pray I'll be on my way, saving love for you. California blue. One sunny day I'll get back again. Somehow, some way, but I don't know when. California blue, California blue, living my life with you on my mind, thinking of back to you. California blue, California blue, dreaming all alone, nothing else to do. California blue, every day I pray
Wracając jeszcze do Roya Orbisona, mówiłem Państwu, że utwór You Got It pojawił się na liście przebojów w Stanach Zjednoczonych w pierwszej dziesiątce w 1988 roku. No a wcześniejsze, najlepsze nagrania to Roya Orbisona oczywiście były na amerykańskiej liście przebojów, tyle że były to lata 60. i ostatni utwór to był rok 1964. Sprawdziłem. Oh, Pretty Woman. No, i tyle lat musiał czekać, żeby znowu być na szczytach list przebojów. Dobrze, zostawiamy Roya Orbisona, California Blue. To było przebojowe nagranie, teraz będzie mniej przebojowo, będzie bardziej morderczo. Murder Ballads. Wracamy do płyty Nicka Cave'a i jego grupy The Bad Seeds. Dziewiąty album, rewelacyjny, do dziś chyba najlepiej się sprzedaje. To jest zasługa tego duetu z Kylie Minogue, który otrzymał nagrodę ARIA Awards w 96 roku, Where the White Roses Grow. Powiem Państwu więcej, ta piosenka tak się podobała widzom stacji MTV, że MTV mianowało, no właściwie trzeba powiedzieć, nominowało Nicka Cave'a jako najlepszego męskiego artystę roku swoich MTV Awards. Na szczęście, tak sobie pomyślałem. Nominacja została później wycofana na skutek próśb samego Nicka Cave'a, który no, z wiadomych względów nie chciał występować na tej gali. Byłby zbyt poważny, tak przypuszczam. Ale na tej płycie jest mnóstwo osób, które śpiewają razem z Nickiem Cave'em i robią to naprawdę znakomicie. Henry Lee, już Państwu graliśmy, to jest piosenka, gdzie występuje PJ Harvey. Kylie Minogue, Where the White Roses Grow, też graliśmy. Teraz zagramy Państwu Crow Jane, a później O'Malley's Bar i na koniec Dead Is Not The End, utwór, w którym występują Anita Lane, Shane McGowan z grupy The Pogues, PJ Harvey i Kylie Minogue. I tak będziemy grać Państwu do północy. Pół na pół w Radiu Poznań, kłaniamy się nisko. Jesteśmy w internetach, na Facebooku i również będzie można nas odsłuchać na stronie Radia Poznań. Jerzy Wiasny, Jarosław Pachczyński, do usłyszenia.
Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow Jane, What horrors in her head that her tongue dare not name. She lives lone by the river, the rolling rivers of pain. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow Jane, There is one shining eye on a hard hat, the company closed down mine. Winking on the waters they came, well, 20 hard hats and 20 eyes. In a clapboard shack, man, only 6'5". Well, they killed all the whiskey here and poured their pistols dry. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow, Crow Jane, Seems you remembered how to sleep, how to sleep. Your house dogs are in the turnips, and your yard dogs are running all over the street. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Oh, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson, oh, why you close up shop so late? We just fitted out a girl who looked like a bird. Measured 32, 44, 38. I asked that girl which road she was taking. She said she's walking the road of hate. But she hopped on a coal trolley up to the new town. A population 48. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow, Crow Jane, Your guns are drunk and smoking. They followed you right back to your gate, laughing all the way home from the new town. A population now 28. Crow Jane,
Crow Jane. Oh, Crow Jane.
Got a friend, just remember that death is not the end.
And all that you held sacred falls down and does not mend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
When you're standing on the crossroads that you cannot comprehend, just remember that death is not the end.
And all your dreams have vanished and you don't know what's up the bend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
When storm clouds gather round and heavy rains descend, just remember that death is not the end.
And there's no one there to comfort you with a helping hand to lend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
For the tree of life is growing where the spirit never dies.
And the bright light of salvation up in dark and empty skies.
When the cities are on fire with the burn,
search in vain to find some law-abiding citizen, just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
We'll be right back.
of an enviable height. And I've been known to be quite handsome in a certain angle and a certain light. Well, I entered into O'Malley, said, O'Malley, I have a thirst. O'Malley merely smiled at me, said, you wouldn't be the first. I knocked on the bar and pointed to a bottle on the shelf. And as O'Malley poured me out a drink, I sniffed and crossed myself. My hand decided that the time was nigh, and for a moment it slipped from view. Oh, when it returned, it fairly burned with confidence in you. Oh, the thunder from my steely fist made all the glasses jangle. Oh, when I shot him, I was so handsome. It was the light, it was the anger. Neighbors, I cried. Friends, I screamed. I banged my fists upon the bar. I bear no grudge against you, and my dick felt long and hard. I am the man for which you know God waits, but for which the whole world yearns. And I'm marked by darkness and by blood and by a thousand powder burns. Well, you know those fish with the swollen lips that clean the ocean floors. When I looked at poor old O'Malley's wife, well, that's exactly what I saw. Well, I jammed the barrel under her chin, and her face looked raw and vicious. Her head, it landed in the sink with all the dirty dishes. And her daughter, Siobhan, I pulled bears from dusk till dawn. Amongst the town folks, she was a bit of a joke, but she pulled the best beer in town. Well, I swooped magnificent upon her. She sat shivering in her grief, like the Madonna painted on the church house wall in whale's blood and banana leaves. Her throat crumbled in my hands, and I spun heroically around to see Caffrey rising from his seat. I shot that motherfucker down. Flew about the murder. Mrs. Richard Holmes, she screamed, you really should have heard her. Well, I sang and I left, I held and I wept, I painted like a pup. I blew a hole in Mrs. Richard Holmes, and her husband stupidly stood up. You are an evil man, and I paused a while to wonder, if I have no free will, then how can I be morally culpable? I wonder. I shot Richard Holmes in the stomach,
gingerly he sat down, and he whispered weirdly, no offense, and then lay upon the ground. None taken, I replied to him, to which he gave a little cough. And with blazing wings I neatly aimed, blew his head completely off. I've lived in this town for 30 years, to know what I am a stranger. And I put new bullets in my gun, a chamber upon chamber. Turn my gun on the bird like Mr. Brooks. I thought of St. Francis and his sparrows. And as I shot down the youthful Richardson, it was Sebastian I thought of and his arrows. I want to introduce myself, and I'm glad that you all came. And I leapt up on the bar, and I shouted out my name. Well, Jerry Bellows, he hugged his stool, closed his eyes and shrugged and laughed. And with an ashtray big as a fucking really big brick, I split his skull in half. His blood spilled across the bar like a steaming scarlet brook. And in a note there at its edge on the counter, wiped my tears away and looked. Well, the light in there, it was blinding, full of God and ghosts and truth. And I smiled at Henry Davenport, who made no attempt to move. Well, from the position I was standing, the strangest thing I ever saw, the bullet entered through the top of his chest and blew his bowels out on the floor. And I floated down the counter, showing no remorse. I shot a hole in Kathleen Carpenter, recently divorced. The remorse I felt, remorse I had, it clung to everything. From the raven hair up on my head to the feathers on my wing. Squeeze my hand in its fraudulent claw, with its golden hairless chest, and I glided through the bodies and killed the fat man Vincent West, who sat quietly in his chair, a man become a child. And I raised the gun up to his head, executioner style. He made no attempt to resist, so fat and dull and lazy. Did you know that I live in your street, I said, and he looked at me like I was crazy. Oh, he said I had no idea, and he grew as quiet as a mouse. While the roar of the pistol, when it went off, near blew the hat right off the house. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
caught my eye in a mirror, gave it a long and loving inspection. There stands some kind of man, I roared, and they did in the reflection. My hair combed back like a raven's wing, and my muscles hard and tight. And curling from the business end of my gun was a query mark of cordite. Well, I spun to the left, I spun to the right, I spun to the left again. Fear me, fear me, fear me, but no one did, 'cause they were sirens wailing, and then a bullhorn squelched and blared. Drop your weapons and come out with your hands held in the air. Well, I checked the chamber of my gun, so I had one final bullet left. My hand, it looked almost human as I raised it bravely to my head. Drop your weapon and come on out. Keep your hands above your head. I had one long, hard think about dying, and did exactly what they said. There must have been 50 cops out there in a circle around O'Malley's bar. Don't shoot, I cried, I'm a man unarmed. So they put me in a car, and they sped me away from that terrible scene. And I glanced out of the window, saw O'Malley's bar, saw the cops and the cars, and I started counting on my fingers.
Mm-hmm. O'Malley's bar.